This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana State University in Bozeman has set yet another enrollment record with 17,165 students enrolled at MSU this fall. That headcount is up from last fall's total, which was itself a record at 17,144. Montana State University is the largest university in the four-state region that includes Montana, Wyoming, and the Dakotas. In addition to record headcount, MSU's student retention rate increased this fall to a record of 81.8%. That measures the number of students who return for their second fall at MSU. Student retention rate is considered highly predictive of student success and eventual graduation. Among current MSU students, 89% who were eligible to register for fall 2025 are attending classes, and MSU also reached high numbers for graduation. MSU awarded 3,438 degrees to graduating students last academic year, and the university set new records for four-year, five-year, and six-year graduation rates. In Yellowstone National Park, a 29-year-old solo hiker sustained serious injuries after encountering a bear near the northeastern shore of Yellowstone Lake last Tuesday. It's Yellowstone's first human and bear incident resulting in injury since 2021. The incident occurred on the Turbid Lake Trail. The victim was hiking alone when he encountered the bear near Turbid Lake, 2.5 miles from the Pelican Valley trailhead. The bear attacked the hiker, injuring his chest and arm. The man was carrying bear spray but wasn't able to deploy it until after the bear had made contact with him. After the man used the bear spray, the bear ran off. National Park Service medics responded to the scene, and the hiker was able to walk with them to a waiting ambulance. The man was treated at the Lake Medical Clinic, then flown to a nearby hospital. His current condition has not been disclosed, other than to report that his injuries were serious but non-life-threatening. Tuesday's incident was the first human and bear incident resulting in injury in Yellowstone in more than 4 years. The last incident occurred in May 2021, when a solo hiker was injured by a grizzly on the Beaver Ponds Trail near Mammoth Hot Springs. The National Park Service has temporarily closed the Turbid Lake trailhead as a precautionary measure. The species of the attacking bear has not been conclusively identified. The hiker told first responders that it was a black bear, but park officials said in a statement that the location, size, and behavior of the described bear indicates that it was probably a grizzly. Yellowstone has had several bear-related incidents this year that resulted in the killing of two bears this season. In May, a male grizzly bear was killed after knocking over several bear-proof dumpsters and bear-resistant trash cans in several different areas of the park between April 3rd and May 13th. It was the first grizzly killed within the park since 2017. In July, a female black bear was killed after a series of concerning incidents at a backcountry campsite located in the Blacktail Deer Creek drainage. It was the first black bear to be killed by Yellowstone wildlife officials in 5 years. These bears had not injured any people, but showed signs of aggression associated with becoming conditioned to human food. After repeated incidents of aggressive behavior that presented a risk to visitors, the park decided to kill the bears. Park officials say that last week's incident was most likely that the hiker surprised the bear. Most bears will avoid humans, attacking only if they feel threatened, and if the bear was defending a food source, the hiker may have been seen as a threat by the bear. Bears go into hyperphagia. They actively seek and aggressively gorge on as much high-calorie food as possible to build up their fat reserves for winter hibernation. Hyperphagia makes grizzlies and black bears more territorial and aggressive as they're competing for limited resources and high-quality food. This makes them more likely to charge, attack, and potentially kill humans with less provocation. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.